Once the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KAIR-FM Horton. Atchison.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Blue Rapids, Kansas, and the Valley Heights 2A High School Sub-State Basketball Tournament. It's the first game of the books. We are set for game two, and this one pits the Valley Falls Dragons and the host, Blue Rapids Valley Heights Mustangs. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back, Joseph. He's still in the studio. Joseph does all my work and never leaves. He's our producer and engineer and taking care of us all. Thanks, Joseph. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Valley Falls has exited the court, and the Mustangs still out there taking a few drills and getting ready to go with this one. The winner of this game will move on to play 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon against Riverside. They were the winners in the first game over MHMA. All that said, let's take a moment and look at the starters for these two clubs. First of all, for Valley Heights, the Mustangs coming into the ball game this evening, 8-10 on the season under head coach Jordan Rocksterman. Valley Heights is going to be starting 6-foot senior Cameron Beardsley. So we have Cade Zydek. He's a senior at 5'11". Sophomore Caden Parker, who's 6'1". Also 6'1 junior, Brayton Claycamp. Running out the starters will be Jake Youngeberg. Jake is a senior. He is 6'1". So for Valley Heights, you got three guys at 6'1", one at 6' and one at 5'11". Valley Heights brings decent size into the ballgame. For the Valley Falls Dragons and head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. For the Dragons, you're going to have senior Cooper Jepson. Also, Nathan Hawk, who's a senior. And then you're going to have juniors, Avery Gatzmeyer, Trenton Kraxner, and rounding it out is going to be sophomore Dylan Cervantes. We're going to take a break. We'll be back and bring you the demo for the Mustang and the Dragons right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S., Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back again to Blue Rapids. And you're wondering where Blue Rapids is. We are in the very western edge of Marshall County, and we are on the very northern tip of the world-famous Kansas Flint Hills, a little bit north of Manhattan, Kansas. So I'm going to give you some general proximity of where we are. I personally, sitting in the gymnasium, am seated in the very corner. It would be the southeast corner of the gymnasium, high atop the stands, and just right in line with the east baseline, this forefront east and west here at Valley Heights. Got a big VH logo in the center, Mustang. Painted going both ways at the 28-foot mark. The band has shown up for the home game here tonight, at home team. They're the host group. They are on the stage to the left across the length of the gym from here. Mustangs in the purple. Traveling jerseys. They don't get to wear those here much with white leather trim for Valley Falls. It is going to be the home white with gold and black. We've got high school basketball tomorrow night. We will have sub-state action. We'll be talking about that as we go along. And then, of course, we'll be talking about Benedictine Ravens and postseason play for the BC men and women's teams who have both been invited to their respective national tournaments. So congratulations to both of those groups. BC men and women's basketball teams both go to the national tournament this season. Possession arrow goes to Valley Heights to begin things. Mustangs are going to be putting it in play in mid-corner, and we're underway. Going to come in out on top to Trayton Claycamp. Trayton, he'll hold it up high, kick it out to the left block, into the lane one time. Bit of a head fake, about to get inside. The shot is going to go up. It is no good, and we're going to get an early whistle and foul on the Dragons. The foul is going to be on Trenton Kraxner. Trenton will pick up his first foul of the game, and we are literally 12 seconds in. On top of it is going to be Cameron Beasley, and Valley Heights will push it up on top. Valley Heights coming in again at 8-10. Valley Falls coming in at 15-4. So certainly a wide discrepancy as the Valley Falls is the number one seed in this boys sub-state. Valley Heights coming in as the number five seed. Here's a for 15. It's going to go 12 and high. We've got it up. Good. Then comes out. Comes into the fourth quarter. It's going to be 8. Comes out on top. Cooper. Jepson will dish it over to the left side. Kicks it off down to the baseline. Hawk will pull up a jump shot from there. It's up and it won't go down. Rebound. Pulled down by Trenton Claycamp. And here comes Valley Heights. Each team with a possession. Each team getting a shot away. Neither team able to put anything on the board quite yet. We're just a little over a minute in. Here's the baseline shot from the left side. It's going to be in. It's going to be good. We're going to long two-point shot for Cameron Beardsley. It is 2-0. Mustangs out front here in the early minutes. Here's a three for the Dragons. It won't go down, and Beardsley comes up with a rebound. Valley Heights into the forefront with it. Clint Camp will take it across the timeline down the left side, but oddly with a right-hand dribble. Dumps it over to the left, driving into the lane. Shot is going to be up off the winner and good. Beardsley has hit two now. One from the outside, one from the inside. It is 4-0. Early game lead. Dragons will take it into the middle. Hawk almost put up another baseliner, didn't. Now will drive into the lane, and he will put it up from there and knock it down. Nathan, first points of the game, and Valley Falls is on the board. They trail now by a pair, 4-2. 5:55 to go, opening quarter. Little hook pass down off the block. The falling away shot is up and a little too soft. Valley Heights, Jake Youngberg. Youngberg had a shot at it, but didn't quite get enough on it. Now here's a long three. Off the rim, no. Dragons with their own rebound. Valley Falls will beat it out on top. It's going to get away, and be picked back up in the backcourt. Here comes Valley Heights. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-2 lead for the Mustangs. They'll come out on top. Valley Falls is selling into a little zone defense. Here's a feed to the left block. The shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kraxner. Here comes Valley. Up to the other end of the court. The driving shot is up. No good. Body's on the floor, and we're going to have a blocking foul beneath the goal. Whistled against Cade Zydek. Cade will have his first foul. And at the free throw line, for Valley Falls will be Cooper Jepson. For Valley Heights, you've got Caden Zydek. You've got Caden Parker. Coming off the bench will be Caden Claycamp. Not to be confused with Kaysen Bingham, who's also on the Mustangs team. First free throw is up, and it will not go in for Cooper. It remains 4-2. Valley Heights with the early lead. 5:20 to play. First quarter. Second free throw is good. Valley Falls trails only by one now at 4-3. Back up with it is going to come. Yeah. Thanks to the basketball. They'll again feed it down to the left block for the follow-up shot. It's up and in. Knocking it down is Caden Parker. 6-3. Parker with a nice little falling away jump shot from there. Dragons come back out on top with the basketball up high. It's going to be Gaspar down to the baseline. Hoff will come to the other side. It is going to be off the mark. Rebound. Basketball will come up. It's a four-court Valley Heights. They'll slow it up a little bit, bringing it out on top. And now the cross-court pass is batted, nearly stolen by Hoff, but it's going to be rescued by Valley Heights. Parker able to save the ball, kicks it over to the right side, and down into the corner it's going to go. Brought back out on top by Clay Camp. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is a low-scoring one so far, 4-3. Here's a follow-away shot down to the baseline. No good. Back on the other end will come Hoff. 1-2 steps, and he goes up, gets fouled, and he can come to the free throw line. The foul down the court is going to be on Valley Heights' Jake Youngeberg. It'll be his first set, too. And playing for Valley is Nathan Hawk. Nathan with the first 2 points of the game puts this one up and in, and we are tied at, no, excuse me, it's 6-4 now. Excuse me. One more shot coming up for Hawk. He can get his team back to within one. Right-handed shot is in. 6-5, Valley Heights. And for Valley Falls, of their five, three of them have already come at the free throw line. Ball down the court is going to be lost down on the sideline right in front of Coach Gansmeyer. The Valley Falls bench, it'll go out of bounds, touched by Spike Hammer and Beardsley. Here comes Valley Falls up the floor. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Cooper Jepson. Cooper angles to the right side, doesn't see what he likes, picks back over to the left side to Cervantes, now into the left corner, it's going to be taken down low, Avery has it there, jumps it in the middle, Kraxner, he'll kick it back over, now the ball is going to be lost, go out of bounds, and cut last by Youngeberg. Trangers are going to have it back in. First substitution of the ball game is going to come in for Valley Heights, checking into the lineup, that is going to be Caden Claycamp, 6'5" senior. Here's the inbound. The layup is going to be up and good for Trenton Kraxner. And Valley Falls will have its first lead of the game at 7-6. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Valley Heights with the basketball. We can't go with this Valley. We've got a Valley Falls, we've got a Valley Heights, and now Mustangs are going to travel with it up top side. We're going to get another substitution in for Coach Brockstrom. This time it's going to be Evan Haynes, a 6-foot senior. Up for the basketball, Valley Falls, and Cooper Jepson brings it across. 7-6, Dragons with a single-digit lead, their first lead of the evening. They'll come out on top, Gatsmeyer now down to the baseline with a 3-point shot, sets up no good, tipped out by Hawk, but as it's rebounded down by Valley Heights, we're going to have a foul on Cooper. Jepson picking up his first foul. Team fouls now are even at two each at 3:15 to go in the first. Ball's going to be put in play with the Mustangs in the backcourt, and bringing it up the floor is Caden Parker. Parker still in the backcourt, changes hands at the dribble, works in front of Gatsmeyer, eases over to the left side. Here's a running three put up, and quite short offensive rebound. It's going to be hauled down by Claycamp. And Valley Heights will bring the ball back up top side as we are inside 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. It is 7-6 Valley Falls. Here's a little reverse layup over and under. Will go. Up and under doesn't go in, and up with it will come Valley. Hawk will take it on the right side, pushes it back out to the point. Cervantes, who has not touched the ball a lot in the ball game. He'll have it there, pushes it back up to Jefferson. Cooper, holding the ball high above his head, looks in the middle, goes right side, Gatzmeyer. He will launch and hit a three. Avery Gatzmeyer from outside. Dragons go up now 10-6. 2:20 to play in the first. So Valley Falls has battled back from an early deficit to take a three-point lead. Knights will have it in the hands of Cameron Beardsley, and the game now becomes the circle to Caden Parker. Parker swings it over to the wing, right in front of the Dragon bench, to Haynes. Valley Heights being very patient now. Nice in the middle, kind of startling. Haynes, and now the shot goes up, misses, shot goes up, misses, and there's an offensive foul, and that was a strong. Youngerberg was frustrated. His first shot did not go in, and in fact, they have been partially deflected. So he gets his own rebound, goes back up again, this time just drops a shoulder, and very strong toward the hoop. That is his second foul. Valley three, and a lot of Valley Falls fans again this evening. The attendance has been capped at 100. Valley Falls is a third number here today, and here's a shot missing, and on the rebound, a foul call. A lot more fouls in this game than in the game previous. We have, and not that that has anything to do with it, but we have a very different group of officials here for game two. Craxton, by the way, picking up his second foul of the contest. Valley Heights coming up. It's a minute and a half to go in the first. Here's a 17-footer from the right side. That's an air ball. It was way short. Hawk leaps into the air, slaps it out on top to Gatzmeyer and Avery into the forecourt of the Dragon. He's got the ball up between the circles. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the first. Valley Falls with the ball, leading it at 10-6. Haven't seen any points in a long time for Valley Heights. Valley Falls to the basketball. Baxter comes out on top. Jensen, Cooper back to the right. Gatzmeyer, he'll three from here a moment ago. This one is going to come up short for the offensive rebound. Back in by Dylan Cervantes. It's now 12-6 Valley, and we've got a minute to play in the opening quarter. Mustangs quickly back into the forecourt, dish it over to the left side. They look inside. They want the big guy, and that's who they know. They've got him off the block, comes back out on top on the give and go. The three is up from the baseline left and no good. And on the rebound, we're over to back, and there is another foul being called. I believe there's another one being called on Valley. First game for Valley Heights. Just checked in. Junior 5 foot. Here comes Dragon. Thomas has gone to the bench. They have brought in Miller to the game. Brennan Miller only loves to. He's another young. Have it up. With 15 seconds in the first guy, one more good offensive look. Boom. Whistle. And we've still got 7 seconds left. This is going to be the first one on Valley Falls. Logan Hart. Five teams, 14 fouls. The pass in, knocked away by Nathan Hawk. Quick through, dishes over to the right side, and we've got travel called. It will be tight basketball from the back row. 7 to play in the first quarter. That's how Nathan Hawk had to steal, and as he was trying to race up the floor. Ball kind of got away from him. Now it'll be brought in. Mustangs, three-quarter court shot. It's off the rim. That was incredible. It does not go in, and we've come to the end of the opening quarter. Tap out of the court after one. It's Valley Falls 14, Valley Heights 6.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
We go to the second quarter with Valley out in front now. 6-3, so the ball going off a one unanswered point in that first quarter. It is Dragon basketball. They'll go to the left side and travel with it from deep in the baseline corner left. And Cooper Jepson looking at the officials and said, did I really? And he, 47 to go
in the half. Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts too, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Power Stroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try the popcorn shrimp basket or wild Alaskan fish sandwich featuring crispy, wild, caught Alaskan pollock that's pleasingly crunchy outside with a tender inside. And the March blizzard of the month is the mint Oreo. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Hey, welcome back to the Valley Heights High School campus. We are 7 minutes to go in the opening half, and Dragons hitting a bucket a moment ago have pushed now to a 16-6 lead. 13 unanswered points by Valley Falls. Now the Dragons are going to turn it over. Here comes the Mustangs. Valley Heights, again, we talked about it a little bit during the opening quarter. I've got a really nice crowd here tonight. Certainly, you would expect that. Home crowd for the host team. Mustangs have the ball over to the right side now in front of the Dragon bench. They'll work it around to the left side. 6.5 to go in the half. Pass in the middle is going to be stomped out of bounds by Nathan Hawk. He reached around, got a hand on it, and was able to reject it away from it. Caden Claycamp. It'll come back in again to Valley Heights at their offensive baseline. Heinz still going to bring it in. They'll bring it in deep in the corner. Kind of a dangerous spot to Cameron Beardsley. Beardsley has 4 of his team's 6 points so far today. The feed into the lane. No room there. Valley defense doing a nice job. Mustangs push it back out on top. Just thinking about a 3. Playing off a block off the top. Again, pass up the shot and bring it out on top. Here's a lob down low. It's going to be knocked free and stolen by Dylan Cervantes. Valley Falls back up court. Driving all the way. Cooper goes in and up. Draws a foul. He'll come to the line for 2. And that is our 11th foul of the game on these two teams combined. The whistle is going to be on Trenton LeCour. It'll be his 2nd foul. Coming to the line, Cooper. He's 1 of 2 and now 2 of 3. That's his 2nd point tonight. Jepson pushes the Valley Falls lead now to 17-6. 6:07 to play. First half, second free throw. He'll get them both. 18-6. And now Valley Falls is on a, 15-0 run. Mustangs desperately need to break the ice a little bit, get some offense happening for them. Out on top of it is going to be Trayton Claycamp. Creighton goes right side. Cade Zydek back out between the circles. Claycamp with it again. Swings it over to the wing. Beardsley has it. Looking in the middle against the player defense. Comes off on top. Looking in the middle. No room there. Now on top. Off of an aggressive screen, but the shot doesn't go. And Nathan Hoff way upstairs. Sweeps that board down. Valley Falls back up court with it. Right side, Cervantes goes in, goes up, off the glass, and good. Dylan Cervantes has four. It's now 20-6, and we are going to get a timeout. Taking a break with Valley Heights at 5:24 to go in the opening half. Dragons 20, Mustangs 6.
Buying a home is an exciting milestone in your life, and Union State Bank of Atchison wants to help you make it happen. Hi, this is Andy Childs. The home buying season is nearly upon us, and interest rates remain near historic lows. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing to a lower rate, or need additional cash for home improvements, Bank of Atchison can be the financing partner you need. Stop by our Atchison branch or learn more at mybankusb.com. Let's start something amazing together today. NMLS 654-946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Valley Falls, the first team to exit the sideline and make entry back in on the court. And for Valley Falls out there, I'm seeing Avery Gatzmeyer and Cooper Jepson, Nathan Hawk. They have brought Kate Burdick into the game. And for our fifth guy, oh yeah, it's going to be Dylan. Dylan Cervantes out there. Those are the Dragons five. Coming off the bench, Cade Zydig and Caden Claycamp. Also out there for Valley Heights, you got Cameron Beardsley putting the ball in play deep in the backcourt. Is, I believe that's going to be Meadows, and we'll round it out on top. Feed's going to come off the right block. Shot blocked out of bounds by Nathan Hawk. Wow. Caden Claycamp had rotated and went up really high with what looked to be a nice shot. And Hawk just out-leaped him, rejected the ball, knocked it out of bounds to the baseline. Now the quick end and the shot up won't go. Hawk with another rebound. Valley Falls races down the right side, cuts into the lane. Cooper kicks it into the corner. Cervantes goes three. Rebound tipped around him. Dragons, or rather the Mustangs, are going to save it down. It'll be Claycamp coming up with the basketball. And on the other end, there's another whistle and another foul. This one will be blown against Nathan Hawk for Valley Falls. It'll be his first foul. And Dragon team foul six. Cameron Beardsley will come to the free throw line. He has four of the Mustangs' 6 points, and his first free throw will not go in. Again, Valley Falls is on now a 17-0 run. And Valley Heights desperately needs to get some points on the board, and that free throw will not go in either. And Hawk mistimes his leap. Valley Heights is going to rescue the basketball, and 4.5 to go in the half. They'll reset their offense. Here's the out top. Start to the right. Looking in, no room. Goes back over the wing to Claycamp. Mustangs being very patient with their control of the basketball. They'll play off the screen. Nice give and go. Here's the up and under, and there's the two. You can hear the Mustang crowd and their appreciation to the bucket by Caden Parker. It's now 20-8. And again, as that completes a 17-0 run by the Dragons. Here's the lob inside. It's overthrown and taken away by Beardsley. Valley Heights back down with it. 4 minutes to go in the half. Beardsley, top of the key, accelerates into the lane. Feeds now down to the baseline and reaching in. The ball is going to be stolen away by Valley Falls' Gage Burdick. Comes to the left side to Hawk. Nathan in, goes for the slam, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul as he goes over the top of Caden Parker. Then it's going to be foul number two on Nathan Hawk, and he was upstairs going for the jam. Now he's going to have to come off the floor with those two fouls. Tommy Falls is going to bring Zach Evans into the game for him. Now this is going to be a substantial loss in height for Valley Falls, but again, they lead by a dozen at 20-8. Here's the baseline right, little hook shot, no. And a rebound flared away by Zach Evans just coming into the ballgame, picking up that board. In the lane, Cooper turns and gets it. Cooper Jepson with five. and it's 22-8. We're down to 3:10 left, second quarter. A little layup off the right side, and the official's going to wave it off. Apparently there was a foul that occurs prior to the shot. It'll be the second foul of the ball game by Valley Falls Cooper Jepson. So, for the Dragons, two fouls each on Fraxner, Hawk, and now Jepson. Turn to the foul occurred enough before the shot. There was no continuation, and that's going to allow Valley Heights to put Cameron Beardsley at the free throw line. Now, Cameron was up there for a couple of shots a little while ago, and he was 0-for. Now he's up here for the 1-and-1. First shot, perfect. Knocked it right down. That is his fifth point tonight. It's down 22-9, Valley Falls. We're down to 3:10 to play, first half. Substate basketball here on Care Radio. Second free throw by Beardsley. He'll get them both. 22-10. It's certainly important for me to remind you that this game is being brought to you by the station as advertisers and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout. Great call here by Valley, but Valley falls with 3:07 to go in the half. Dragons 22, Mustangs 10.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Welcome back. 3:07 to go in the opening half. It is a 22-10 Valley Falls lead over Valley Heights here in this class 2A boys sub-state. I'm happy with us here on Care Radio for all of this. Second game of the night here. Here's a lay-in up and missed by Katzmeyer, and the rebound will be saved from out of bounds. The feed to the baseline. Little head fake shot is up and missing. Valley Heights coming out with the board this time. That's going to be Evan Haynes coming up with the basketball and into the forecourt with it. They'll come down the left side. Is Haynes is going to bring it down. Dumps it down low again with a reverse layup. It's a for two off the hand of Caden Parker. Parker has come on to score a half a dozen now. It's 22-12. 2.5 to go. First half. Valley Falls to the basketball. It's going to be Zach Evans left side and a three. Set Salem scored. Avery Gansmeyer, his second three of the game. 25-12 Dragons. Valley Heights works around to the outside. Now, just kind of holding it up, letting the offense run. The feed to the block, the shot up and off. Rebound, offensive board, followed up and missed, but a Dragon foul. And I think another one. This time it's going to be on Evans. It is. Zach Evans, foul number one. That will be team foul 9 by Valley Falls, and it'll bring up now the final 1-and-1 of the first half for the Heights. Haynes free throw. No, they're going to make it a two-shot foul. They say he was shooting, I guess, as that is team foul 9, but he will get a second shot. One more coming up for Evan. 6-foot senior puts this one up and in. His first point. Pushes the score down to 25-13. And we're 2 minutes to play in the first half. Back over to the left side. Now off the block. No room in the middle for Gansmeyer. Avery brings it back out on top. Swings it around the edge to Burdick. Gage hands it back behind him. And Dylan Cervantes will look it over to the right side. Burdick with it again. Gansmeyer between the circles now. He's playing way upstairs. Again, Ethan Hawk is out of the game right now with a couple of early game fouls. Now here's Miller. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. A breakaway to the other end of the court. It is up and it is good. Cameron Beardsley, the steal and the score. 25-15. Mustangs battling tough here with a minute 15 to go in the first half. looking to come from behind on their home floor. Gatzmeyer fades and shoots. No. Rebound. Pull down. Up and in. Plus one. Nice job, Dylan Cervantes. He's able to be focused, get the shot to fall, and ultimately draw a foul. The foul on Clayton Kate. Free throw here. It's good. And Cervantes will complete the three-point play. You've got seven in the game now. It is 28-15. Valley Falls in front. We are at 1 minute to go in the half. Creighton Claycamp pushes it to the right side. Parker back down to the right side of the lane. Off the window. Nicely done by Caden Claycamp. His first point tonight. 28-17. And now the ball stolen. Here comes Beardsley. Up and in. He's having a big second quarter and is in double figure scoring now. 28-19. Temple Valley Heights. One of those big psychological burdens or barriers has been broken. It is a single-digit game. We're down to 20 seconds to go in the half. Valley Falls to the basketball. They're spreading the floor, looking to run it down and take a final shot of the first half. Around to the left side they go. Back on top. It's going to be Miller. Brennan goes left side, now stops. He pulls the trigger on a three wide to the right, and that takes us to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you at the break. It is Class 2A Substate. It is Valley Falls 28, Valley Heights 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S., most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
It's a great day at Atchison, and it's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. Ron and Michelle at Urban Lawn Care are proud to support area sports teams and schools. If you are interested in a leading college prep boarding school rooted in the Catholic faith and Midwestern values, visit Marhill Mount Academy online at mh-ma.com. Urban Lawn Care, where our business is in the green.
Halftime of game two this evening. Grand Valley Falls in front, 28-19. Recapping the opening half scoring for you for Valley Heights. Boy, I tell you what, Cameron Beardsley has come on to have a great first half. He ends with 10 points, a half a dozen in the half for Caden Parker. Caden Claycamp has come off the bench to score two, and Evan Haynes with the other point. For Valley Falls, very balanced scoring only. Scoring, though, by the starters, seven by Dylan Cervantes, six each, Avery Gatzmeyer and Nathan Hawk, five and a half for Cooper Jepson, and two for Trenton Kraxner. Valley Heights, a couple of fouls each on Jungerberg and LaCour for Valley Falls. Jepson, Hawk, and Kraxner each with two. Winner of this one is going to go on to play Riverside tomorrow for the championship of the substate and a trip out to Bramlage Arena. That said, we're going to take a brief break. We'll return and bring you the second half of the night's game live, the second one of our doubleheader. But right now, again with the intermission score, Valley Falls 28, Valley Heights 19. Taking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studios for another fantastic halftime.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in with us for high school basketball this evening. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have high school basketball as well. At 5:30, we will be having the beginning game tomorrow evening. It will be coming up tomorrow evening, girls basketball. It will be... just a moment, I lost my sheet here. It will be Mission Valley versus JCN. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a few finals in girls basketball. It was Wetmore over Lynn, 34-30. In the Clifton Clyde Jackson Heights game, it was Clifton Clyde girls 45 to Jackson Heights 36. And in the Jefferson West Nemaha Central game, Nemaha Central took home a victory at 60 points to Jeff West girls 37. At the half, we've got the Frankfort Donovan West game at 28 for Frankfort, Donovan West leading at 32, and it's all tied up in the Sabetha versus Royal Valley game at the half, 13-13. In boys basketball, we have a couple of finals in the earlier game that we heard right here at Hot Country 93.7. It was Riverside, 56 over Marhill, 47, and Wabunsee topped Jefferson County North, 51-41. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Blair Feeds now has a goat pellet. The goat pellet is formulated with the best ingredients and is a 16% complete pelleted feed that is medicated for the prevention of coccidiosis. The protein-energy ratio in this pellet makes it ideal for any goat on your farm. Stop by Blair Feeds at 1000 Main Street and pick up your 50-pound bag of feed today.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 39. Winds out of the east 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 58 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 63. 66 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 54 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. It feels like 50 out there with the wind out of the east at 14 miles per hour. Relative humidity 46%, dew point 34 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.11 inches of mercury. Hiawatha's checking in at 55. Oskaloosa, 55 as well, with Leavenworth sitting at 58. We'll be joining Tom courtside in just a moment.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is back open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. You don't have to be a member of the gym to take advantage of their tanning, so get in there and get tan. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning or their 24-hour gym membership.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Grammy Heights High School here in Blue Rapids, Kansas. Both teams are huddled up around their respective coaching staffs, and we're about ready to get underway with the third quarter. Valley Falls leads Valley Heights 28-19. Many thanks to our producer-engineer, Joseph, back at the studio. Great halftime, Joseph. Thank you, young man. Tom Kaufman here, courtside. I have one mathematical correction to share with you. In the first half, Dylan Cervantes, in fact, had 9 first-half points to lead his team in scoring. With that said, Mustangs put the ball in play. First shot goes up, deflected, blocked again after the offensive rebound. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons into the forecourt, right side, Cooper Jepson. Looks like both teams with their starting five, and Jepson will drive and shoot and hit his 7th point of the night. It is 30-19, right out of the gate here in the second half. Valley Falls out in front. Winner of this one plays Riverside for the championship of the Substate Saturday. The ball comes top side, bit of a head fake. Nobody buying that. Caden Parker for Valley Heights headed on top. Comes back between the circles now to Cameron Beardsley. For Valley Heights, the thing is, there's no rush. Don't have to be in a hurry. Got plenty of time. Good possessions like that one that ultimately culminate in a score. 2 points from Caden Parker. 30-21. We're still 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Skip past the left side to Nathan Hawk. He didn't play a lot in the second quarter. He'll have a long jump shot for two. Nathan Hawk, his ace boy. Matter of fact, Hawk did, after 6 in the opening quarter, did not score in the second. And it's 32-21. Here's a turnaround shot from the baseline. It's going to be off balance and off the mark, and we're going to get a foul in the backcourt, probably on Cade Zydek. It's going to be Cade's second foul. Foul number one of the second half by either team. Valley Falls puts it in play, and they're going to be met. Just as they get it inbound, this is a full-court pressure defense by Valley Heights. 6.5 to go in the third. Lob pass underneath, and up and in goes Avery Gatzmeyer. Give Gatzmeyer the bucket, a nice assist from Cooper Jepson. Valley Falls pushes his lead now. 34-21. Baseline three, rattles around, and it does go in. That's a big shot. Cameron Beardsley with 13. 34-24. The ball's going to be knocked away. Beardsley's going to pick it up. He will drive into the lane, and the finger roll is good. Beardsley, a quick 5 in the third quarter, 15 in the ball game, and it's 34-26. Look out, Valley Heights is still hanging around and playing tough. Certainly helps to have that home team. Oh, a beautiful entry pass, and the bucket is up and good underneath by Kraxner, but tell you what, Trenton got a great assist by Avery Gatzmeyer. 36-26 Dragons. A little over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Clock moves along pretty briskly. Another ball is going to be stolen away by Gatzmeyer. Outlets to Hawk. Nathan throws it down. He launched just inside the free throw line and dunked it in. That is Nathan's 10th point of the game. 38-26. Here's a three on the other end. Hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be taken down by Kraxner. Down it falls back up court. A couple of bumps going into the forecourt. No foul call. Now the ball is going to get away from Cooper, way out on top. Inside five to go in the third. Jepson starts left. Cuts into the lane. His shot for 14 is rejected. Picked up by Hawk. Follows up, missed it. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up and has his shot deflected, but a foul is going to be called in the process, and I'm suspecting that that is going to be on Jake Jungeberg. It's going to be the third on Jake, and Jake's difficulty inside is at 6'1". He's giving up a lot of height in the middle to Nathan Hawk, whose first free throw is up and good. So Hawk now with 11 points and is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Hawk's second one will not go in. Rebound. Valley Heights. 39-26 Dragon. Here's a three on the other end. No. Offensive board followed up. No. This time, Hawk rebounds it down. Valley Falls will take it the other way. Dragons by 13 in possession of the basketball at 4:20 to go in the third. Top with it is Jepson, comes right side, Kraxner, holding the ball high above his head and right in front of his bench. Now he'll start to drive in, brings it out to the top of the key, over to the right side, a long three, Gatzmeier, no. And a poorly timed rebound effort by Hawk results in an easy board for Valley Heights. Clay Camp comes up court, goes to the right block, feeds in the middle to the other Clay Camp. You got Trayton Clay Camp, and you got Caden Clay Camp. Still have to differentiate when those two are on the floor simultaneously. The shot in the middle, no. Rebound, Nathan Hawk. Here's Valley Falls. 3:40 to go in the third. Over to the right side. And we're going to get a turnover by the Dragons. Back it comes. Valley Heights. 3:37 to go. Third quarter. Two teams are battling tough. We're getting a little more offensive production, it feels like, here in the second half as opposed to what we've seen earlier in the game. Back out on top. Heights works around to the top. Being patient, being deliberate. Cross-court pass taken in the corner, and as he tries to drive in, that infamous, dangerous bucket step, Evan Haynes puts a foot on the sideline. Back it comes, Dragon. Inbounded by Cervantes. Brought up by Jepson. Taking it across the timeline. Cooper swings it over to the left side. Inside 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter. The lob down low for Nathan Hawk, who is sandwiched between two defenders. One of them apparently fouls him. The official comes up now from the baseline to indicate against whom going to be on. It's going to be Caden Parker. It'll be his first foul of the evening. But here in the third quarter, Valley Heights has committed three team fouls. No fouls yet for Valley Falls. Dragons bring it in. Kraxner loses the handle. Has to go back and pick it up. Comes out on top of the Hawk. He'll go for the long three. That's well short. Kraxner, in an effort at the rebound, can't control it down. It'll be lost out of play. Back it comes to Valley Heights. Valley Heights coming into the game tonight at 8-10. They're the number 5 seed in this sub-state. In a minor upset over number 4 seed, Washington County. Both of them under 500 teams on the season. Valley Falls, the number 1 seed. And now we're going to get a travel called on Valley Heights on the far side. It'll be Dragon basketball. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Valley Heights will make a quick substitution. Checking out of the game is going to be Haynes, and back into the lineup is Zydek. Cervantes brings it up the floor. Dragons back on offense. And Cooper Jepson with the ball up on the top. Cuts to the right side. Dishes it back behind him to Gatzmeier. He'll try to drive in. Stopped. The feed now underneath. Kraxner turns, pivots. Little underhand swooped up. Shot is good. Trenton Kraxner has a half a dozen points now. And it's 41-26. And a Dragon steal. Gatzmeier loses his footing, kind of stumbles forward, but is able to keep the dribble alive. and thereby avoids the turnover. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. 1:50 to go in the third. Second half has moved along at a relatively brisk pace. Now the ball is loose on the floor, and as it is recovered by Valley Heights, Kate Zydek rolls a little bit on the floor and thereby travels with the basketball. It'll come back again to Valley Falls. They'll put it in play in front of the band at the stage on their offensive baseline. Jepson putting it in. 1:40 to go. Inbound, and no one in front of Trenton Kraxner, providing him an easy access to his 8th point. It is now 43 to 30. No, I'm sorry, before 43 to 26. Just cannot see the boards here. Yes, 43-26 with 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Pass in the middle for Valley Heights, stolen away by Kraxner. And back up the floor. Here comes Cooper. Jepson with the ball, and he's going to back away now. Way out to near center circle, being picked up on the defensive man coverage by Cameron Beardsley. Back out on top to Hawk. Nathan drives left. He'll go in, a little behind the head layup, and it goes in, but they will wave it away, saying he was fouled on the floor prior to the shot. The whistle is going to be the second foul of the game by Caden Clay Camp. And now the fourth foul of the second half by Valley Heights. Still, Valley Falls has not committed a second half foul. Inbound pass batted, saved by Gatzmeier. Good hustle by Avery. That could have very easily gone the other way. 49, 48, 47 seconds left in the third. Gatzmeier drives in. Shot goes up off the rim two times. Does not go in. Rebound up the floor. Mustangs in, up. Ball rejected. Stolen away by Hawk. He'll come down with the offensive rebound. Goes to the other end. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. We're going back the other way, but Beardsley, he will drive in, go in, get fouled, block. It's going to be called on Kraxner. Trent trying to get down the court as quickly as he could. And once he got in front of the ball handler, he really didn't have a lot of time, a lot of space, a lot of opportunity, but he tried to set himself. Time was not on his side. He'll be called for his third foul. That's the first foul of the second half by Valley Falls. And the first of two free throws is up and good for Cameron Beardsley. Beardsley continues to score well. That is his 16th point. As Kraxner and Hawk come off the floor for Valley Falls, Duramaggi is going to come in for the Dragons. Second free throw is good. Also coming in is going to be Gage Burdick. 27 seconds and rolling along. Left in the third quarter. It is 43-28. Valley Falls across court left side. The three won't go for Avery. Offensive rebound, followed up, won't drop. Offensive rebound, followed up, won't drop. Rebounded back down. Mustang. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. At midcourt, they don't realize the time. Don't get a shot away. And that is the end of three quarters. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up. It's Valley Falls 43, Valley Heights 28.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Happy to have you along with us for High School Hoops this evening. Class 2A Substate. This is the Valley Heights 2A Substate. As we recap the scoring through three quarters, leading the way for all scorers is Mustang Cameron Beardsley with 17 points now. Caden Parker has 8, Caden Claycamp 2, and Evan Haynes with 1. For Valley Falls, no starter has not scored. No one other than his starter has scored. 11 for Hawk, 9 for Cervantes, Traxner, and Gansmeyer, each with 8 and 7 for Jepson. Valley Falls puts the ball on the plane to begin the fourth quarter and promptly turns it over. And with that, here come the Mustangs in Valley Heights back with the basketball. Just underway in the fourth quarter, but trailing here by some 15 points. Mustangs have their work cut out for them. They've trailed by as many as 17. They'll take it around to the left side, pulling up for the long two-point jump shot. No good. Rebound, Nathan Hoff. He brings it up before himself. Kicks it over down to the left side to Cooper. Back over on the wing. He's going to go to Burdick. 7:20 to go in the game. Winner of this one will meet up against Riverside Saturday for the championship of the sub-state. Here's the feed down to the baseline. The little shot is up, and there's the first point scored by a non-starter. They belong to Spencer Duramachi. 45-28 in for the second time in the evening. A 17-point Valley Falls lead. Quickly, they'll swing it over to the left side, and Valley Heights with the basketball. And we're going to get an illegal screen set. Official walks over, and it is going to be Caden Parker. It'll be a couple of fouls on Caden, and we're going to get a Valley Heights timeout. Joseph, a break, if you'd be so kind. We're down to 6:51 to play in the game. Dragons, 45. Mustangs, 28.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
More high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night. And we'll have those games for you here on Care Radio as well. We'll be talking about those as we wind along here this evening. Back to play here, and Valley Falls will come up the floor with the basketball. Tomorrow night, I'll be joining you from Wellsville. It's not Wellsville. I'll be joining you for the JC in Mission Valley game. JC in the Class 2A game. And so we'll keep you posted on that one. That is going to be our game tomorrow evening here on CARE 93.7. Right now, though, we've got the Valley Heights Substate, second game of the night, and with 6:10 to play, Valley Falls has a substantial 45-28 lead. Mustangs will drive in, go in. No basket. It did not go in, but a foul for the Dragons. Valley Heights will be coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots, says that foul is going to be the first of the evening by Gage Burdick. And at the line, Caden Parker for Valley Heights. Caden has 8 points. Has not had any free throw opportunity yet this evening. He'll stride up here for a couple of shots. First one, no. Going to hit the back of the rim and kick away to the right side. Back into the lineup for Valley Falls is going to come Trenton Craxner, and Spencer Duramanji is going to check out. Duramanji, an obvious crowd favorite. Second free throw will not go in either, and Craxner is able to corral the basketball and up the floor with a book come Valley Falls. Inside 6 minutes to go. It continues to be a 45-28 lead. The ball is going to be knocked away from Jepson. He's able to rescue it just before it gets away and out of play. Now the ball is rolling around, saved at the top. Gansmeyer for three, and he will drain it. Avery Gansmeyer knocks that one down, and we got a Dragon player who took a bump to the floor and is a little slow to get up. And tell you what, Joseph, we will take a brief respite. 5:41 to go in the game. Dragons 48, Valley Heights 28.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Nachos. Yep, you heard right, Queso Blanco Nachos. Taco John's premium queso is a rich and silky cheese sauce with a perfect amount of spice. It's bigger, bolder, better. Taco John's Queso Blanco Nachos. And check out their full-up menu, including the Boss Burrito and Boss Bowl. All at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Just as we return, you hear the roar of the crowd as Valley Heights puts the ball in play and launching a three. Caden Parker knocks it down, and he's got 11 tonight. It is 48-31. And we're going to get another timeout. Joseph, let's just take this one as well. We're down to 5:10 now to play in the game. With that three-point shot by Valley Heights, your score is now Valley Falls 48, Valley Heights 31.
Colorectal cancer is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Most cases of colon cancer are treatable when caught early. Screening colonoscopies should start at age 50 and are covered by most insurance. Amberwell surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren provides screening colonoscopies and removes polyps or benign growths before cancer has the chance to develop or spread. If you are 50 years of age or older, call Dr. Warren at 913-367-6682 to schedule your screening colonoscopy today.
Welcome back to Blue Rapids, Kansas. We come back to play, and the ball comes in. We get a jump ball called. Possession. We'll come back to Valley Falls. Yeah, it's going to be Dragon Basketball and Avery Gatsma putting a plate down to the baseline. Quickly brings it into Burdick out on top. Cooper Jepson back over to the left. The three is on its way. Gatsma, that one does not go. And the long rebound is going to be hauled down. Here's Beardsley. Drives. The finger roll is up, and it doesn't go in. And the rebound is going to be taken away by Hawk. And on that board, after Hawk secures the basketball, we're going to have a foul called. I suspect on Caden Parker, it will be Caden's third foul. Wait a minute. They're going to say it is on Valley Falls. They're going to call a, I'm going to fix that, take that off Caden. And that is going to be a third foul on Nathan Hawk. The Valley Falls crowd erupts in displeasure. Here's a shot up, blocked by Nathan. A follow-up, blocked by Nathan, and now Nathan will come down with a rebound. That could have easily been a fourth foul, or it could be him just really coming to life. And as if he hasn't had enough of a great game, he's been playing so well. 11 already tonight. 4.5 minutes to go, 48-31. Now we're going to return on the far side by Valley Falls with a double dribble. Back up court will come the Mustangs. 48-31. Valley in front. Valley Falls in front of Valley Heights. Back to the right side. The swing is going to go into the corner to Cade Zydig. Zydig on top to Clay Camp. Clay Camp pushes out to Zydig. They work the perimeter. Valley Falls in a player D. The drive to the baseline results in a collapsing of the defense and surrounding the ball handlers as they'll kick it back out. The perimeter shot is relatively undefended but fails wide to the right side. Rebounding it back down is going to be Cooper Jepson, and he also will be the individual to bring the ball into the forecourt. We are 4 minutes left in the game. Jepson goes right side, dumps it back behind him to Gatsmeyer, and we will have a foul on Jepson. That'll be the third by Cooper. And after Valley Falls had gone a long time in this game with no second half fouls, suddenly they have picked up their fourth. Valley Heights has committed 5 second-half fouls themselves. 3:50 to go in the game. For the Mustangs, the work is large here. Shot from the outside for three, misses. And the rebound pulled back down. Follow shot misses. Rebound Valley Heights. The kick over to the corner. Here's a three. Misses. Rebound this time, Cooper Jepson. Certainly Valley Heights had gotten in a lot of quality looks and good shots at the rim. Now the ball in the backcourt is nearly stolen away but in fact, it will be a foul called on Cameron Beardsley. It is his first. It is team foul six for Heights. And it'll be put in play right in front of the Mustang bench by Valley Falls. Every Mustang foul from here on out is going to result in free throws taken. And we're at 3:20 to go. Cervantes has the basketball top side, dumps it to the free throw line to Burdick. And now, for some reason, Coach Brockstrom has gotten the attention of the official, and the game has stopped. And we're going to have a foul on, apparently, Trayton Claycamp. The free throw, short, and rebound, Mustang. So, Valley Falls unable to capitalize on a free throw opportunity right there, and back up with it will come the Mustangs. Here's a jump shot from the left side, it's up and in. Beardsley, now at 19 points. 48-33, and we have 3 minutes to go. The shot on the other end will be in for Jepson, and he's at 9. 50-33. Quickly as Valley Heights will score. Seems like Valley Falls is able to come right back and match that basket. We'll get a travel called, and Sackable coming into the Dragon. 2:40 to go. So tomorrow, it is going to be a matchup of Riverside and Valley Falls for the championship of the sub-state. Should be a good game Saturday, 2 o'clock. Here at the Valley Heights High School facility. Dragons with the basketball. Over to the left side, they're going to go. Put in the hands of Hawk. Back out on top, it'll come to Burdick. 2:20 to play. To the left block it goes. One-handed shot is off the window and misses. We better go back down. It's going to be Jake Jungerberg and Valley Heights. They're driving the baseline and a foul on Avery. Avery's done a really good job of keeping himself out of foul trouble tonight. That is going to be only his first foul of the evening. And Valley Falls team foul five of the second half. 2:12 to go. Inbound. Is the goal? The turnover shot? No. And Nathan Hoff with another rebound. Nathan, he's easily got a double-double tonight. Here's a one-handed runner on the other end. And while it won't go in, a foul is going to put Jepson back at the free throw line for Valley Falls. And we go inside 2 minutes to play with a minute 58. 50-33, Dragons. By the way, that is the fourth foul of the game by Jake Jungerberg. Free throw for Cooper Jepson is good. He is 4 of 5 at the line, and that free throw puts him in double-figure scoring. The second one does not go in. 51-33. The drive into the lane, fading away. The shot is blocked by Hawk. Back out on top, and Jungerberg will pass up the uncontested three. Dish it back out to the top side. Mustang between the circles. Over to the right to Beardsley. Minute 35 to go. So three, short, offensive rebound. Jungerberg, power move, goes up, gets blocked from behind by Hoff. No foul called, and here comes Valley Falls. Jepson, guarded closely by Beardsley, gets into the forecourt. Coach Caleb Gantzmeyer for Valley Falls would like to use a timeout. Joseph, we will share that with him. What do you say? We're down to a minute 17 to play. Valley Falls 51, Valley Heights 33.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to the Valley Heights High School campus as the final game of the evening here in the sub-state is about ready to come to an end. Minute 17 remains to be played at Valley Falls. It's going to move on to the championship contest. They lead here, again, with just over a minute to play. They lead 51-33. It is Dragon basketball, and Avery Gatzmeyer takes the inbound. He's standing in the forecourt, kind of step away from the timeline and just kind of standing there, letting the clock run. Now he'll dribble the ball toward the middle, stop at the circle, get back behind him to Cervantes. Will similarly keep the ball up near midcourt, and for Valley Falls, it is a matter of consuming some time. The feed will go over to the left side to Jepson, brings it out on top, 50 seconds to go. Jepson near midcourt. Nearly trapped there, and as the defender tries to free the ball from Cooper's hands, he will pick up a foul. It will be the second foul of the game for Cameron Beardsley. Once again, it'll be Valley Falls at the line. Cooper, 4 of 6 at the free throw line, has 10 points. It's going to be a 1-1 here. Front one. Nope. Rebound. Mustang. Here comes Valley Heights. Quickly. They'll go to the left side. Push it out to the top where the three sets Sam doesn't go in. And the rebound is allowed to carry him out of play by Gatzmeyer. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. Half a minute left. Dylan Cervantes brings it in. Cooper down the left side. The ball is going to be knocked out of his hands and saved by Cervantes. A little collision with the officials. Letting this thing wind out. That is a good officiating move. Cervantes holds it left side. There's no one in front of him, but does not take the shot, just letting the clock run. And now we get a foul called at 10 seconds left. The official from the near wing will walk over to the center circle and let us know that the foul is going to be on Evan Haynes. His first foul, 10th foul of the half. Cervantes at the line, 1 of 1 at the line. He can hit double figures with either of these. Gets it with the first one. 10 points, Dylan Cervantes. He is the fourth player for Valley Falls to reach double figure scoring. Valley Falls is going to make a few changes to their lineup, and I do not have a number zero. I don't quite understand that. I thought I thoroughly investigated the scorebook prior to the game, but apparently something is amiss. Second free throw is up and good. 53-33. Here comes Valley Heights. 9 seconds to go. A long three. Off the window, no. Rebound. Pulled down by Carson Clark, and Valley Falls does not have to take it across the timeline. That's it. Final score tonight. Dragons 53, Mustangs 33. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
When it comes to your money, are you looking for all the conveniences of a big bank, but with the advantages of a local community bank? Come see our team at Union State Bank of Atchison. We offer all the services you would expect, like a mobile app and online banking, loans for personal and business needs, and several types of checking and savings accounts with no hassle. Union State Bank offers 7 locations to serve you, all with the small town feel and personal service you want. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. NMLS number 1816323, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Well, it's a great night of basketball here in Blue Rapids, Kansas. Second game in the books, Valley Falls coming out on top over Valley Heights, 53-33. A quick recap of the scoring. Leading Valley Heights, leading all scorers. It was a tremendous night for senior Cameron Beardsley. 19 points this evening. Caden Parker had 11. It drops pretty precipitously then to Caden Claycamp with 2 and Evan Haynes with 1. For Valley Falls, their 5 starters scored all but 2 points in the game. We're going to mention right now, Spencer Duramaggi scored 2. All of the rest of the points came from the 5 starters, 4 of whom were in double-figure scoring. It was 11 for Nathan Hawk, 11 for Dylan Cervantes, 11 for Avery Gatzmeyer, 10 for Cooper Jepson, and Trevor Kraxner, who got bumped around but seemed to be okay on the bench, did not play much of the fourth quarter. He ended the game with 8. Valley Falls moves now to 16-4 in the season. Valley Heights ends their year at 8-11. First game tonight, it was a heartbreaker for Morehead Mount Academy. Ravens falling to Riverside tonight, 56-47, ending their season at 15-6. Tomorrow night, Saturday afternoon, not tomorrow, Saturday, the Guys Championship, it will be Valley Falls and Riverside. But tomorrow night, we're going to be down at Eskridge, Mission Valley High School, and we will have Jefferson County North girls and Mission Valley game, 5:30 tip off tomorrow, late afternoon. So there you have it. I want to thank you for having joined us. To greet you tomorrow for Joseph in the Care Studios. Continues to just do a great job. Joseph, as always, thank you very much. Tom Couts from the northern edge of the Flint Hills saying, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.